mercy will come in my heart that I should help all without self gain. How it will come? Oh, his friends. We know that there are so many devotees.
Suppose like that, we are very high class of devotees. That show like a show bottle that, we are so much offered to Gurudev, Vaishnava and Hari. There was a devotee. He used to think that I am so much intelligent, clever, and I am superior than others. He had so many things to hide. He wanted to cheat even Krishna, Guru and Vaishnava. One day there was Nirjala Ekadashi, full fast Ekadashi. He declared that today I will not take water, any fruit, vegetables, nothing, full fast, whole day and night for 24 hours. Even he will not do achman, otherwise water may come. But he told that I should take 3 times bath in river. He thought that I am so intelligent that even Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he cannot understand what I am doing. And Guru, a physical body, how he can know? So nearby Yamuna river was there in Vrindavan. And he went in morning, evening and midday, 3 times taking bath to be pure. But he discovered a way. And what it was? That when he used to take bath and sink in water, quickly he used to take so much water. He saw that here is not Krishna in water. Gurudev is not here. Any Vaishnava is not here. So anyone cannot see this, and I'm so intelligent. And thus he discovered, and he went in the morning, very morning, and he took plenty of water. Yeah. Externally, not even charanamrit or any water for achman. But he used to go so much times for urine pass. So some of the intelligent devotees had some doubt that he has not taken achman, even water, nothing. But he is going to urine pass so many times, why? But in fear, they did not ask to anyone. But in the midday he went, and he was taking water in the underwater, and a very a fish with so many bites, many. It come in his ear. When India we take it Tengra march, man, having so many thrones here and there, and she was there, not coming out, not going inside. He was about to die, but not disclosing this fact that he has taken water and this fish has come. But he was rolling down. And I'm dying, save me. He was taken to hospital. And they operated and they brought that fish up, open. And they show that, this fish was here. And they told to all others. All began to ask that devotees, how a fish came? If you are not taking a drop of water here and there, full fast, how this fish went here? Then it came obvious, that he has taken water in the deep water, sinking, and he was plenty of water he was taking, and so many times he has go to urine fast, and this fish also is here. A Vaishnava should be not like this. Otherwise he will be in great suffering. No harm for Guru, Vaishnava, Hari. But it will be harmful for them who are like this. Don't have anything in your heart hidden to hide for Krishna, Guru and Vaishnava.
Guru.
Oh, surely.
Hari and Vaishnava.
Heart should be open book. Oh, anyone can see it. No duplicity, no hypocrisy, politics, nothing. Everything will be open. Internal, external and internal. Everything be same. Their words and behavior both should be same. Otherwise, he will lose, he will give up his chanting, remembering and everything. Like nowadays going on. So I am somewhat worried for this. There are so many devotees like this. I don't want. We should try to. Oh, anything not is hidden from Krishna. Anything will not be hidden from Gurudev. Anyhow, he will know. I am requesting all the devotees to be like this. It may be that some weakness will be there in devotees. No harm. It may be that some unearth will be there, no harm, if they are sincere. Very quickly it will all go. So, we should be very careful for this. Very careful.
Vishnu Padaya Gaura Prishthaya Bhutale Ishimad Bhakti Prajnan Kesavaiti Nami Ati Marta Charitraya स्वासितानंच पालिने जीवदुखे सदार्थाय नाम प्रेम प्रदायिने वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne gaura trishe gurave gaura chandraya radhikaya tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna bhaktaya tadabhaktaya namo yam praprajantam anupetam apetakrityam Dvaipāyano virākātarayājuhāva Putreti tanmetaya tarvo vinedu Tang sarvabhotaridayam munimāhancha tavai vāsmi Najivāmi tvaya vina iti vikyane rādhe Tang naimāma charanam Sri Chaitanya manobhishtam स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति आदानस्तेदं दन्तैरिदं जाचे पुनः पुनः श्रीमदरूपदां भोजधूलि श्याम मम जन द लोटस डस्ट
Feet dust.
One dust,
feet
dust of Rupa Goswami.
I only want the mercy of that dust, lotus dust of Rupa Goswami. He will fulfill all the desires. Because Rupa Goswami has fulfilled the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna and Radhika. Though he was a special associates of Radhika and Krishna. But even he came like common persons in this world. He descended from there and played like human, like activities. He came in a very highly aristocratic family, Brahman family. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami and Anupam. Oh, they were three brothers. Also, they have sisters. But from beginning they left everything. At first they were prime minister, private secretary and treasurer of Hussain Shah, Mughal Muslim king. And very soon, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met there and inspired them to give up all these things and come to me. Swarup Goswami, with his younger brother Anupam, he took all his money, what they have collected in their ministerial time. Rupa Goswami took all the money and wealth, and he came to his village and distributed half of this wealth to Brahmins. And then one third he kept it in his house to maintain his family. He gave to them. And one fourth what he? Oh, he gave it to, he deposited where Sanatana Goswami was minister yet at that time. And he kept it in a very rich business person. He became totally penniless. And then he at once quickly began to go to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he heard that Mahaprabhu has gone to Vrindavan and now he has finished his journey and he is returning. So being penniless as a poor person, but not poor, and he began to walk towards Vrindavan to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they met in Prayag. He kept some money for Sanatan, and in a letter, in a sanketic words, like in a hidden way, he wrote something that anyone cannot know, only Sanatan Goswami may know. And he told, now where is Jadupuri? Where is Mathura? Where is Ayodhya? Where is all these things? Where is Ravan and his wealth? So come very soon, give up all these things, be penniless and come and see, meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He thought in his heart, in his mind, O king is so much believing me and he is dependent on me and he loves so much me. But this is my bondage. I should do something that he should be cruel and angry to me. And thus, anyhow, I can give this position and we be beggar and I will meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If your mother, if your husband, if your sister, if your wife are so much attached to you and helping you in so many ways, and so much affection for you, attachment for you, this is bandage, more than iron rods. Anyhow, this Muslim king knew this thing, that he does not want to be in position and he wants to give up everything and he wants to go to do bhajan. He was put in jail. And then Sanatana Goswami took half of the money, golden coins, about 5,000 golden coins, so precious at that time. And he gave to jailer, that I have appointed you like a jailer and now you should help me. But he was not angry. Then Sanatana Goswami gave him 10,000 of golden coins and what should I do? Then Sanatana Goswami told that you should tell the king that I was taking him to passing and he at once jumped in the Ganges and after he was drowned and died. And he promised that I will go to Mecca and I will be a Muslim fakir. And this he gave and he quickly gave up. But his one servant having 8 golden coins, Sanatana Goswami never knew. And he was with him walking. In the forest, some dacoits were there and they wanted to kill and to take this money. Sanatana Goswami told, have you some money? He told, I have 7. He hid one. But anyhow, Sanatana Goswami knew and gave all the coins to the dacoits, but not one. The dacoits told that we know that he has one more. But anyhow, we are very satisfied with you. And now, I will help you to go to
Mount.
And then Sanatana Goswami asked his servant that, oh, have you anything? Then he told her, yes, I have one more. Oh, take it and go at once. I don't want anyone who is not like this. Oh, this is what? This is the most obstacle in bhajan. These are like call. Call means death. So it cannot help, but it will help you by murder or to death. So you should take it and go. He was weeping, but Sanatana Goswami was very that strong, and he. And then penniless he went. So this is the way, process to go to any Vaishnava, to Guru and Bhagavan. But I know that in present situation, it is very hard for, especially for Western devotees, to be penniless. Because they cannot go to India, they cannot go here and there. I know. But there is something, process. You can have some money, but this money you should think, I am not owner of this money, but Gurudev, Hari Guru Vaishnava is owner. So use it only in service of Krishna, to develop your Krishna consciousness, like an open book, not in a hidden way. You should give to your Gurudev, he will tell you, oh, you should take it and you should come here, there, and you should utilize in preaching, publishing books, so. But like an open book, not hidden way, that, oh, like that devotee who used to fast Nirjala Ekadasi, not like that. And then you can go sometimes to India. By the permission of your Gurudev, you can preach here and there. Gurudev is not so much greedy. He has no also like money like this. If anyone gives, I never keep with me. I used to so many projects for preaching here, there coming, nothing with me. From beginning, I gave everything, my whole relation, my all love and affection to my Gurudev. Nothing with me. If anything, bad things used to come in my heart, I used to tell my Gurudev, oh, though I have left my wife, children and wealth and everything, position, but yet some attraction for a very beautiful lady is coming. Oh, he kept his hand and, oh, it will go at once. And it went. Never come this. So be like this, open book. And it will come. So Sanatana Goswami like this, he went to Kashi and he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him so much nectar that he has given for all. And then he gave so many nectar, one drop of ocean of the nectar, one only drop he gave to Rupa, and it was so endless that whole world was sinking in that. So Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapite Indriyam Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadapi Sabadantitam. If you are sincere like Rupa and Sanatana, even like Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami, he came penniless in Western countries, you know all. Nothing was there. He has no garment to take, nothing to eat, nothing, no fare to come to America. Anyhow, by the kind mercy of any navigation, he went there. And only Kartal was there. And what doing? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavin Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, in couple of years. Oh, he, as a miracle, he preached everywhere. Not with money. How? With love and affection. So you should not depend on money. Always depend on the mercy of Guru, mercy of Krishna, and mercy of devotees. Yeah. Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, or any of the Goswamis, any devotee or any acharya in our line, they have never quarreled for position, money, and worldly things. Never. I have not heard, or even I have not read anywhere. They are quarreling for position, money, reputation, or anything. If money is there, proud will come. He can give up his Gurudev. Only faith in money, not in Gurudev, Vaishnava, and not in bhakti. So you should be like a post peon. Peon.
Postman.
Or accountant in bank. He is not master of any farthing. If he keeps something, then he will be prisoned. What is your prison? Oh, he will be out of bhakti. Chain of life and birth. Suffering so much. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully, he was in Prayag for 10 days. And in 10 days he gave everything to Rupa Goswami, like essence of whole thing, bhakti. He inspired everything in his heart. And that is why, when he was in card festival, he knew the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told to Rupa Goswami, oh, let me hear. Oh, you should hear very attentively and carefully. And follow this way, what I am telling you. From thousand and thousand births, for anadi kal, for endless immemorial, from beginning, they are taking birth, again, dying, taking birth, suffering so much, like hogs, pigs, and all others here, user, murdering each other here and there, quarreling, wars, and so many things are going on. Never satisfied. They became like Brahma. They became like Indra. But never satisfied. In this world, there are human beings, but all are not human beings. They are like donkeys and all other. If they have no bhakti, if they are not in the way to realize, who am I, who is Krishna, what is our divinity, what is your constitutional position, then they are like animals, two-legged. And in them, if they know something about God, but they are karmi, offering something to Krishna and something for them, in them there are very rare who believe in Krishna, but not doing one-pointed bhakti to Krishna. And in one-pointed there are so many, but so many desire also. So pure bhakti is very rare in this world. Among them, Kotiswapi Mahamune, Narayan Parayana. Those who are Narayan Parayana, even they are worshipping Narayan, they are fortunate. But among them, there are very rare Krishna Bhakta. In rare Krishna Bhakta, Braj Bhakta are very rare, rare of rare. And among them, Sakha, and in Sakha, Varsalya mood, and in that mood, Gopi mood is very rare in this world, in whole universe. So he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami that this is very rare. This is our aim and object of our life. Oh, this is not the first time and last time that you are human. It may be in past you have been human being, more than this, demigods you have been, but never satisfied and never happy. And if you are losing this time, this
golden chance,
then for endless time you are losing mercifully. Krishna is without any causeless mercy. Very causeless mercy. And he has given this human body, human face or shape. This is very rare. But by the mercy of Krishna you have received it. Don't lose this. Oh, so golden chance. Mahaprabhu told, Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavanaji Guru Krishna Prasadepai Bhakti Latabi. But a very rare person, by the mercy of Krishna, they have become human beings. And in this human life, by the mercy of Krishna and Guru, they can have the seed of bhakti, lata, kripa of bhakti. Oh, you should read and...
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, chapter 19, text 151, translation and purport by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. According to their karma, all living entities...
You should know one thing, that some propaganda do propaganda. That he is, Narayan Maharaj is not in the line of Swamiji. But I think they are not in line. Myself, very strongly I am in the line. I always follow his explanation, purport and everything. More than 60 years I am following. When there was no ISKCON. Even I am following, totally following. I try to follow him totally, as he has taught me. I remember one shloka. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam kutopi jadi labhyate tatra laulyam api millam ekalam janma koti. This is the definition of Krishna consciousness, really. And he will never fall, no chance of falling, if he follow this slope. I want that we should follow and never fall down and always developing our Krishna consciousness. What is the meaning of that slope? Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati.
Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikai Tadale Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. This verse was spoken by Sri Rai Ramananda to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Godavari, and it appears in the Padyavali of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. Here it is written that Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati, that there is such a state of consciousness in which the heart, from top to bottom, inside and outside, everywhere, is fully saturated with Brajaras, the very beautiful and sweet loving emotions of Vrindavan. In that condition, the Vaishnava, he is like a Rasagula, completely saturated in feelings of spontaneous transcendental love for Krishna. If one will touch a Rasagula anywhere, some rasa will come out. And if you squeeze it, more and more rasa will come out. And if you squeeze it more and more, still there's more rasa inside. So the very high level Brajrasic Vaishnava, his heart is saturated in the loving moods of Vrindavan like this. And if we want to become like him, then we'll have to pay a particular price for that. Kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate, if such a kind of bhakti is available, kutaha api, if this bhakti is available absolutely anywhere, one must go and purchase it without delay. It must be purchased without delay from anywhere. It may be in my institution, in another institution, outside of any institution. It may be from my godbrother, from my disciple of my godbrother, from my Gurudev's godbrother, from any other line of gurus and disciples. But if this is available anywhere, then I must go there and take it. Here's Srila Rai Ramananda. He's saying that this type of bhakti is so very rare and so very precious that no boundaries can stand in the way. We should break all boundaries and all walls and try to get this. But to purchase this type of bhakti, one will have to pay a price. Oh, it is not that one should be very, very highly qualified and free from all material desires and all anartha. But rather, one should acquire a very intense greed. Only the greed to have this kind of bhakti is a qualification to be successful. And that greed will only come by taking the association of that Vaishnava who is like a Rasagula. Everything he says, whatever he speaks, everything he does, oh, it is all full of rasa. And if one will think, oh, I will not search out such a qualified Vaishnava. I will not associate with such a Vaishnava. I will go on hearing, chanting, remembering, preaching, and doing so many services, and gradually I'll get a type of bhakti like this. Then to them, Roy Ramananda is saying, Janma Koti Sukritana Labhyate. Oh, you can practice all the rules and regulations of Vaidhi Bhakti for thousands and thousands of births, and it will never be available for you. It is only coming by association.
So if anyone is following bhakti like this, he is pure Krishna conscious, otherwise not.
According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe.
Swamiji is explaining.
Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems, and some are going down to the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna
and... Always he has used bona fide guru.
By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the kripa of devotional service.
The subject is very deep and like a philosophy. You should hear very carefully. Don't sleep, don't cut.
Yawning.
Oh, sit straight, not like these old persons. Be like straight sitting. Gaur Premanande.
Hari Hari Bo.
Now, you should go on.
Out of many living entities, if one is actually fortunate, Bhagyawan, he comes in contact with a bona fide spiritual master by Krishna's mercy. How one can become this fortunate can be seen in the life of Srila Narada Muni. In his previous life, he was born of a maidservant. Although he was not born in a prestigious position, his mother was fortunately engaged in rendering service to Vaishnavas. When these Vaishnavas were resting during Chaturmasya period, the boy Narad took the opportunity to engage in their service. Taking compassion upon the boy, the Vaishnavas offered him the remnants of their food. By serving them and obeying their orders, the boy became the object of sympathy for the Vaishnavas. And by the Vaishnavas' unknown mercy, he gradually became a pure devotee. In the next life, he was Narada Muni, the most exalted of Vaishnavas and the most important guru and acharya of Vaishnavas. Following in the footsteps of Narada Muni, this Krishna conscious movement is rendering service to humanity by giving everyone a chance to come in contact with Krishna. If one is fortunate, he becomes intimately related with this movement. Then by the grace of Krishna, one's life becomes successful. Everyone has dormant Krishna bhakti, love for Krishna. And in the association of good devotees, that love is revealed. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 22.107, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chite Kariye Uday. Dormant devotional service to Krishna is within everyone. Simply by associating with devotees, hearing their good instructions, and chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, dormant love for Krishna is awakened. In this way, one acquires the seed of devotional service. Guru Krishna Prasadipai Bhakti Lata Bij.
Malihaya Se Bij Kare Arupan Savana Kirtana Jale Kare Se Chan.
When a person receives the seed of devotional service, he should take care of it by becoming a gardener and sowing the seed in his heart. If he waters the seed gradually by the process of Shravan and Kirtan, hearing and chanting, the seed will begin to sprout.
Guru, bona fide guru, will give the seed of bhakti kripa and tell the devotee that you should be gardener. you should put in earth, or you should plenty of water. What is needed, you should give it. What is this? What is this seed? Guru will tell. Desire to serve Krishna is the seed of bhakti latadis. By this, if any devotee puts this desire in his heart, and hearing Harikatha daily, serving bona fide Guru and bona fide Vaishnavas, this seed will sprout.
Если преданный посадит в сердце семя и будет каждый день слушать и воспевать о Кришне, то это семя прорастет.
Then a strong faith for the words of epics, word for gurus and word for Krishna will come. It is bound to come. So we should be very careful for this. We should judge where my bhakti is sprouted or not. There are some symptoms. And what the symptoms are?
In Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, our Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has very causelessly, mercifully described the symptoms which manifest in the heart of a devotee who is actually developing in his Krishna consciousness genuinely. By these symptoms, we can understand whether genuine Shuddha Bhakti is manifesting in the heart or not. Kshantir abhyartha kalatvam viraktir mana shunyata ashabanda samutkante namagana sadaruchi asaktistad gunakyane pratishtad visate stale ityadyavanu bhava asyo jata bhav ankure jane.
Very short.
Here, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad is saying that the manifestation of Shuddha Bhakti in the heart has 9 symptoms. First of all, kshantir. Kshantir means that the devotee, he becomes very peaceful and undisturbed in the midst of even great dangers and calamities. Abhyartakalatvam means he is very, very careful not to waste even a single moment of his time. He wants to always be absorbed in hearing, chanting, remembering and service of Hari Gaur and Vaishnavas. Birakti, if this devotional service is coming, then he will automatically be detached from the world. He cannot be attracted to any of the allurements of the material energy. Mana shunyata. This means that from the core of his heart, he genuinely feels, oh, I am quite worthless and insignificant. And thus, he is able to offer respect to all living entities. The next symptom is called ashabandha. His heart is bound by a very, very strong and unbreakable desire to serve the lotus feet of Sisi Radha Krishna Jugo. And samutkante. Samutkante means that he is completely overwhelmed with a great eagerness and impatience, always thinking, where is Krishna? Where is Shrimati Radhika? Hey Radhe, Brajadevike, Chalalite, Hey Nandasuno Kuta. When will I meet them? When will I have the opportunity to serve them and please them? Namagana Sadaruchi. Every time he chants Nam, there's always a very deep, flavorful taste in the chanting. Asaktis Tadgunakyane. That devotee is very attached to hearing and speaking the descriptions of Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes. Pritistad vasate stale. And also, that devotee, he has a very great yearning and hankering to always live in Vrindavan Dham, in the places where Krishna has performed his pastimes, Seva Kunj, Niduvam, Bhangsi Bhat, Dhir Samir, Nandagan, Barasana, Terkadamba, like this. He's very attached to all of these places, especially Shamakund and Radhakund. So when these symptoms begin to manifest in the personality of the devotee, this is the sign that the Bhakti Lata Bij is sprouting.
But you should also know there is some process that it will come to this point. Before this, the first symptom of sprouting bhakti is that, oh, he will require some water. And from where this water will come? From a realized guru or realized siksha guru. Then he will search a siksha guru and diksha guru. And duly in process he will have diksha. And then after diksha, he will obey his master and follow the process of real bhakti, anyabhilashita sunyam, jnana karma dhyanabhritam anukullena krishna anusilanam. And thus gradually here all unearthed unwanted thing will go, offenses will go, and gradually he will realize his cheto darpan marjanam. He will realize something. And then a test will come, then asakti will come, and then these symptoms will come at the stage of bhav. So bhakti is now grazing. So upajiya bade lata brahmanda vedija. And then this bhakti fire goes. If you want to be a pure devotee, you will have to follow all these things. It has been clearly told. So you should try to follow. This is the duty of devotees, to put in his heart this bhakti seed and to search water and to saturate it and to fence from wild animals like and that is offenses to Vaishnav. Nam aparad, Vaishnav aparad. You'll have to do. But Krishna will be mercifully giving, inspiring you to do like this. So pray to Krishna and Vaishnava and Guru for this. So many devotees come to me and they ask me, what to do? Oh, how to develop Krishna bhakti? Oh, how to give up on earth? What to do? Why they don't listen all these things? If they are hearing very attentively, no question. Oh, you should try to follow this process. Very soon you will develop. Oh, you are hiding something. You are hiding what? Oh, very powerful poison in your pockets. And you are thinking that this is like nectar. And this poison will destroy your whole bhakti. To whom you are dependent, that, oh, this will save me, but this will ruin you. So try to follow fully these things. Be dependent on the mercy of Krishna and Guru. And follow what he is giving instruction. Oh, this is the easy, very easy process. Method and process for developing bhakti. Even knowing all these things, you don't want to obey the process given by Gurudev. You want to obey the uncontrolled your mind. Then what Guru can do? He cannot do. He will cheat you. Oh, very good. Go on. You can take this powerful poison and you should die. What he can do? He could not help them. Those who want to obey their uncontrolled mind, not to obey Guru and Vaishnava, they will have to lose everything. Their bhakti will be stagnant and their root will be uprooted and there will be no bhakti. Only some pocket will be fulfilled by money and other position. Then, upajiya bade lata brahmand bhedi jaye, birja lok bhedi parvim jaye. What is the meaning?
Upajiya bade lata brahmand bhedi jaye. So when that gardener, that means devotee, will notice the seed with Sravan Kirtan Jal, that means he will have to hear from bona fide Guru and Vaishnavas. Gradually his bhakti will increase and unwanted desire and offense will go away. Then it will come out from the planetary system. That means all kind of desire in this world will go away. Upajya Bharata Brahman. And after that, this 14 planetary system, that is Viraja. Then this creeper will cross this Viraja and will arrive in the Brahmanda. That means
Brahmalok.
Brahmalok jaya. That means crossing.
Desire of mukti will also go away.
The desire of salvation will go away forever and gradually will develop Vaikuntha and other planetary system.
Then
in Vaikuntha planet, we will explain
later. Desire will come to serve
Narayan.
But even for one planted Vaishnava, hearing from Guru, all this desire will also go away.
Go away that
and then he will go where? Tabe jaya, tadupari,
Golok Vrindavan.
and then this will go to
krishna charan kalpa vrikshe kare arohan gradually the desire of serve narayan and desire of serve lord ramchandra desire of serve dwarakadhish will go away gradually
even to serve jagannath baldev subhadra and even dwarakadhish krishna oh husband of
rukmini
and
saptabhama
even this will go and then it will come to braja you should read
as one waters the bhaktilata bij the seed sprouts and the creeper gradually increases to the point where it penetrates the walls of the universe and goes beyond the viraja river between the spiritual world and the material world it attains brahmalok the brahman effulgence and penetrating through that stratum it reaches the spiritual sky and the spiritual planet golok vrindavan being situated in one's heart and being watered by shravan kirtan the bhakti creeper grows more and more in this way it attains the shelter of the desire tree of the lotus feet of krishna who is eternally situated in the planet known as goloka vrindavan in the topmost region of the spiritual sky
then shri krishna charana kalpe vrikshe kare arohan yaha vistarit hoya phale prem phal यहाँ माली से चे श्रवण कीर्तन आदि जल यदि वैष्णव अपराध उठे हाथी माता उपाड़ व छिंडे तार सुख जाए पाता ताते माली जत्न करी करे आवरण अपराध हस्त जे छे ना है उद्गम
The creeper greatly expands in Golok Vrindavan planet and there it produces the fruit of love for Krishna although remaining in the material world the gardener regularly sprinkles the creeper with the water of hearing and chanting If the devotee commits an offense at the feet of a Vaishnava while cultivating the creeper of devotional service in the material world, his offense is compared to a mad elephant that uproots the creeper and breaks it. In this way, the leaves of the creeper are dried up. The gardener must defend the creeper by fencing it all around so that the powerful elephant of offenses may not enter.
Oh, in hearing Hari Katha, sleeping is offense. So, if all are waking and hearing, then they are all sins, offenses. Oh, waiting in sky, and those who are sleeping, in them they will go. Oh, so be careful. Then here, one thing. यदि वैष्णव अपराध उठे हाथी माता उपाड़े बा छिंडे तार सुख जाए पाता व्हाट इज द मीनिंग श्याम रानी
व्हाइल वन्स क्रीपर ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस इज ग्रोइंग वन शुड बी वेरी केयरफुल टू क्रिएट अ फेंस अराउंड दैट क्रीपर सो द मैड एलिफेंट ऑफ ऑफेंसेस टू वैष्णव विल नॉट कम इन हिज गार्डन इफ इट कम्स इट ट्रैम्पल्स द क्रीपर and completely destroys it. That fence that's recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu around that creeper is the association of pure devotees.
Oh, you should not criticize any Vaishnava. Never. Don't beat, don't neglect, don't abuse any Vaishnava. Whether he is a Kanishta Vaishnava, nor no guru, but chanting and remembering Krishna, or attending or association of Vaishnavas. Oh, you should give proper respect to them, and you should think that he is in our family, in Gaur family. And if he is pure Vaishnava, taking initiation with a relation, he is chanting and remembering, oh, you should respect them more. But if anyone chanting and remembering, and preaching here, then making so much distribution of books, or fasting, ekadasi, doing all these things. But even he is criticizing, abusing any Vaishnava, then he should be far away from you. If you are powerful, then what you should do? You should check by your arguments. And if you are more powerful, then try to have a very big stick of bamboo and give him. Give fire through them, like Hanuman.
And if you are not so much powerful, then keep your fingers in your ears and go to Jamuna or Ganga or any river, take bath and chant Hare Krishna. I will never hear or promise there. Then you will be saved. Otherwise you will not be saved. Even hearing the criticism is offense. Kintu jadi latar sange uthe upashakha, bhukti mukti bancha jato asankhatar lekha, nishiddachar kuti nanti jiv hinsan lap puja pratishthadi jadi upashakha gan, shek jalpaya upashakha badi jaye, stabdhaya mul shakha badite na jaye. Prathamai upashakha kare chedan, tabe mul shakha badi jaye Vrindavan.
Sometimes unwanted creepers, such as the creepers of desires for material enjoyment and liberation from the material world, grow along with the creeper of devotional service. The varieties of such unwanted creepers are unlimited. Some unnecessary creepers growing with the bhakti creeper are the creepers of behavior unacceptable for those trying to attain perfection. Diplomatic behavior, animal killing, mundane profiteering, mundane adoration, and mundane importance. All these are unwanted creepers. If one does not distinguish between the Bhakti Lata creeper and the other creepers, the sprinkling of water is misused because the other creepers are nourished while the Bhakti creeper is curtailed. As soon as the intelligent devotee sees an unwanted creeper growing beside the original creeper, he must cut it down instantly. Then the real creeper of Bhakti Lata grows nicely, returns home back to Godhead, and seeks shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna.
If anyone or shortly coming beginners joins this movement and he thinks that, oh, if we will be devotee and if we are preaching bhakti, very easily money will come. So much money will come. Or reputation and position will come by this. Why to suffer in this world with family and others? Why should not give up all these things? And here I have one wife, and when I will be a devotee and preaching, oh, so many wives will come. And so much money will come in my pockets. Every position will come. And then I will be happy. What is this nonsense? We have something like this, general devotee. We should try to uproot all these desires. Otherwise, bhakti will vanish. We should not be like that. If you are preaching so much, but not following, but yet, so many ladies, so many men, lusty person, they can come. So much money will come. Then you will have no place to keep it. Where to keep? Very big problem. Very problem. And it may be that someone will shoot you for that money. So be careful. You should preach, but give up all these desires. Only to follow Gurudev and to please to Gurudev. Give all reports to Gurudev or devotees or Shiksha Guru. All reports. What anything finance and any economics or anything is coming. Oh, give all reports. Oh, I think that daily not, then weekly you should do. So that there will be no chance. Also, don't preach alone. Some powerful devotees with. They will protect you. Even they are Kanishtha Adhikari, they will protect you. Don't believe in our mind because it is uncontrolled. So be with 2, 3, 4 and preach. Never keep anything. Send your weekly reports to Gurudev and Vaishnava and to Krishna and thus be like this. Then your kripa will go to and there it will ripe. And fruit will come where? Where you are in this mortal world. And then after some time, oh, by falling, by climbing on the creeper, gradually You go at once where? Gaur Vrindavan, Gaur Pramanande.
You said that we should not criticize others, but sometimes we find that among ourselves we criticize each other and we say, I'm not criticizing, I'm just stating an actual fact. Can you say something about that?
I'm requesting Shyamrani to reply to answer. Very soon, you should answer. On my behalf, you should answer.
Srila Gurudev has actually answered this question on a number of occasions in many countries around the world. Whether or not someone has a fault, if we criticize them for having the fault, that fault comes to me. If they have the fault, it comes to me, and if they don't have the fault, it comes to me. If I throw some water up to uninsulated wire, then I become immediately electrocuted. If I throw out a criticism, I immediately get that fault and my bhakti is destroyed. Should I tell?
Oh, very good. Thank you. This goes to them. I was like a dry straw. When you will come to my position, you can realize this. Otherwise, never. Then you will think that all credit is to Urukram Prabhu and
Anantha Prabhu.
All credits go. But anyhow, also much thanks to them. My heartly blessing to them that they should be very pure and offer to their Gurudev and Krishna. And thus they should develop their Krishna consciousness. Try to follow all these instructions. Follow the process of bhakti. Don't go to this praising that now is going on. This praising will destroy our bhakti. We should try to penetrate it and go 1.8 bhakti. So all credit goes to Krishna and Mahaprabhu.